envy you seeing things for the first time, and I've seen them maybe 20, 30 times.
Well, I'll tell you, with this new restoration, I had only seen the film before on video, on very poor cropped video copies. This was the first time I saw it projected.
Yeah.
And the first image that hit the screen was so beautiful, I caught my breath. Yeah. I had that moment of excitement, I think, that you felt so many years ago.
You know, there's something apropos of today. Looking at it, I kept thinking of Sarah Palin, and not so much Sarah Palin herself, but about the cult of celebrity in the United States. And there's a line in the film which says, oh, en Amérique particularly, you know, America particularly, worship scandal, worship celebrity, worship, you know, they're not so much interested in art, you know, they're not interested in talent. They're interested in just sheer celebrity and scandal. And I think, you know, that's the big appeal of Sarah Palin, that she's sort of a scandal, you know, political
creature. Although she's not as well directed.
Pardon me?
She's not as well directed as Lola Montez
was. Not as well directed.
Not as well written.
No, not as well directed. But the feeling about America, that's something that I feel very, very timely.
Visually, formally, it's a ravishing, spectacular, highly romantic film. But the dramatic heart of the movie is not really that glamorous. You've written that there's a coldness at the heart of Lola Montez. It's not a very involving, immediately intimately involving drama.
No.
But the style elevates it to this.
Yeah, well she is calculating. She's a scandal creator. It's not the warmth of the film or the dramatic climax of the film that is so rousing. It is the sheer spectacle, the feeling of spectacle, the feeling of the camera moving. And I don't make the claim about A Fool's simply on stylistic grounds, that's simply on my preference for camera movement over montage.
Right.
I base it on his sensibility, his very civilized sensibility.
Yeah.
And, you know, people say, oh, well, he never dealt with anything important, you know, like the stock market crash or whatever people would think is important today. He's concerned with relationships, with love. To me, the greatest theme is love theme in film,
yeah, in
cinema. I mean, I don't think there's any greater subject for a director than the once in a lifetime relationship between a man and a woman. I think that is as important as anything has ever been.
Once upon a time, you notoriously called Lola Montez the greatest film of all time, and you were willing to stake your critical reputation on that proposition. I want to ask you, in that moment when you felt that, what was it about Lola Montez that to you was the pinnacle, that represented something above all others, even as maybe a polemical position?
It was polemical, quite frankly. What it was, you know, they were showing it. They were showing it at the 63 special event portion of the New York Film Festival.
The very first New York Film Festival.
Yeah, and 63. And I was afraid that nobody would go to see it, you know, and I wanted to make sure everybody would go to see it. So this is the all-time super blurb, you know.
And it's being blurbed to this day,
yeah,
still.
And suddenly the theater was full, and everybody said, oh, that shows. And I said, well, I'm so happy. I'm still motivated by this fundamental that when I see a movie I like, I tend to exaggerate its merits. I plead guilty to that. You basically want to get people to see what it is you like and what you admire and what you think will give them pleasure. And that's the function of a film critic, I think.
Yeah, well, movies
sound the trumpets a little louder, perhaps, than is warranted. But I'm basically passionate and
an advocate for things you believe in.
Yeah.
40 years later, you're still getting people excited to go see this great movie. So
I'm trying very hard.
You're doing a good job.
So I hope young people particularly see it and appreciate it and respond to it in the way I did.